Chapter 4. The pirates came in the dark night. The Indians weren't ready to fight. And the pirates took Tiger Lily. Captain Hook was happy, but he wanted more. He wanted Peter Pan, Wendy, and the Lost Boys. The children were all safe in their house. But they heard the pirates outside, and they were frightened, so they didn't speak. Then they heard the drum. The Indians usually used their drum when they were safe after a fight. The children heard the drum, and they were happy. "The Indians are safe," they said. But it wasn't the Indians. It was Smee. He banged the drum. The children felt safe, so they got ready to go home. When they came out of their house, the pirates were ready. They took the boys and Wendy. They put all the children into Wendy's little house and carried it down the hill. Captain Hook stayed outside the house of the Lost Boys, and only Peter Pan was inside. Was Peter ready for Captain Hook? Hook went through the door in the tree to the house under the trees, and there he found Peter Pan fast asleep. Next to him was a small cup with his bedtime drink. Captain Hook always had some poison in his jacket. He took the poison and put some into Peter's cup. Then he walked out of the door and climbed up to the trees above to wait. Peter slept for many hours, but something outside woke him up. "Who are you?" he asked. "Can I come in, Peter?" It was Tinkerbell. "The pirates took Wendy and all the boys. They have Princess Tiger Lily. I think they are going to kill them." Peter took his cup to drink. "Stop," Tinkerbell said. "Hook put poison in your cup. Don't drink it." "Hook wasn't in this house," said Peter. "He's too big." He was thirsty, so he took the cup again. "Stop," said Tinkerbell. She took the cup from him and drank. She was sleepy and ill, and she went to her bed. "What can I do?" asked Peter. "The children must love me. Lots of children don't know about fairies." Peter shouted. He wanted all the children in the world to hear. "You must love the fairies. Say you love fairies." Tinkerbell was on her bed. Her light was weak because she was very ill. But then she heard the children. "We love the fairies. We love Tinkerbell," they said. And Tinkerbell jumped from her bed. Her light was strong and she wasn't ill. Peter ran from the room to find Wendy and the children. "This time," said Peter, "it's me or Hook." The boys and Wendy were on the pirate ship with Captain Hook, Smee and the other pirates. Hook wanted to kill the children, but he was worried. What about Peter? Was he dead? Hook decided to kill all the children, and he wanted Wendy to watch. "What do you want to say to the children, Wendy?" said Hook. "Remember, boys, that your mothers love you," said Wendy. And then, before Hook could kill the children, there was a noise. Tick tock, tick tock. It was the crocodile. Hook was frightened. The boys ran to look in the water. Tick tock, tick tock. But it wasn't the crocodile. It was Peter. He wanted to frighten Captain Hook.